Well, Gary Richards, you've been involved with a two-year-old that debuted in Melbourne at Flemington last week, called Kid Co. And a very impressive debut in running second, beaten in a photo finish. Tell us how you became involved with this two-year-old.
I was at the 2010 yearling sales and was with a mate of mine called Gary Mudgway, who's got Grange thoroughbreds and seems to have a very good eye for a two-year-old, and also John McArdle, the trainer, was there. Gary brought the horse for 26,000 at the sales, and I happened to really, really like it, so I asked him if I could come in. And also another mate of mine, Mustafa Minovici, who races some horses with Jason Clifford, was there, and I said, why don't you branch out and come into this one? And he liked him as well, so we brought him to the horse. Obviously he's had two trials leading into Flemington and he won them both, and we had a big opinion of the horse, so yeah, we went into the race last week pretty confident, not overconfident, because obviously Golden Archer was in the race and a few other nice two-year-olds, one of Friedman's and one of Hayes's, but happened to get pipped by a nose, and on the line we thought we'd won the race anyway. It's a good result, and we've had the Golden Slippery in our mind the whole time, so we'll head to Sydney in 2 weeks' time, and then 2 weeks after that we'll go to the Golden Slipper Peak.
So you'll go into the $300,000 Todman Slipper trial?
Yep, that's it. Yep, we popped him on the, John popped him on the truck last night, and he arrived in Sydney this morning, and he's eaten up and all seems to be well. He'll probably have a run up the straight over there at Rose Hill on Tuesday, and then all going well, we'll go to the Todman.
Well, Gary, everyone likes to get overs when they have a little bit on their horse, and I think you might have done well, because if he does make it to the Golden Slipper, you'll get your horse will go into the race with you guys have already backed him at 400-1. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so yeah, we had an opinion on the horse, and it's a big dream, and it's a long way away from the Golden Slipper yet. But yeah, it'd be nice to go in at 400-1, knowing that at the moment the horse is only 40-1.
What's the process? Does he need to win the Todman to get a run?
He needs to run probably first or second in the Todman. If he ran third, he'd be right on the borderline. But if he runs one, two, he'll be qualified right up in the top 10.
Is it based on prize money, Bar?
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure most of it comes down to the prize money going into the slipper. Yes. Yeah.
A lot of people think they could come down to win the Tasmanian Gold Sovereign, which is a $150,000 race, and over $100,000 to the winner. So that sort of race would certainly qualify a horse on a money bar to be able to get into a Golden Slipper. Did you ever consider that, or was it always going to be Victoria, then Sydney?
No, we did. We had a look at the race in Tasmania, and his first preparation, he went a bit chinsaw, and we left him in the paddock a week longer than we thought we'd have to. So that was going to be his mission, the Tasmanian race, but we were just a little bit late for it, and then we sort of saw the race at Flemington down the straight. We thought it would give us a good guide, and yeah, obviously it did. Obviously the other good Tasmanian horse that won the Tasmanian Magic Millions, won the Magic Millions race over here, there's form around it as well with Gold Archer, and the times on Saturday were very good, and so we were going to head this that way, but we were a little bit late.
All right, well, Saturday week, the Todman Slipper trial. Let's hope that Kid Cove does the job for you, and if he wins that race, I think they'll slash his price even further for the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Pete.
All the best with Kid Cove.
No problem. Thanks, mate.